Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
I think credit card fraud is probably the biggest one. Just someone with a stolen card number trying to buy something on your site. I think it's really common on lower ticket sites as well, because they don't even want the item. They just want to know whether the card got charged. So if they can run an order through your store for $10, $20, then they know that card works, and then they can go use it somewhere else that's more efficient.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. And today we're answering a question from one of our students, Ben Bauman. He asks, can you share some various scams that exist and how to avoid them? First off, is dropshipping a scam, John? Should we answer that one first?
Yeah. Is dropshipping a scam, Ben? No, dropshipping is not a scam. Dropshipping is merely a method of fulfillment. And we do see this question come up a lot on, you know, Google search and all of this sort of thing. People actually search this. No, dropshipping is not a scam. It's simply a method of e-commerce fulfillment. So saying dropshipping is a scam is the same as saying e-commerce is a scam, which it's clearly not.
Nailed it. Thank you for that short right there. Team, clip that one. That was great, John. But when we talk about dropshipping scams, we talk about, like, in every business, there's some seedy people in the world who want to skim off the top, right? And, like, there's no shortage of scams. I'm a big crypto guy. I don't know if you can see behind me right now. Obviously, I've got some NFTs and I've got some crypto, and I'm a big believer in that world. But if I showed you my spam folder on some of the emails I use, and it's not even the emails I use for my wallets or for Coinbase or for any of that stuff, so I don't know where this is coming from. It is just email after email of, like, come claim this airdrop, come, you know, connect your wallet here and, like, sign this contract so that I can steal everything from you. This is common in every world. It's common in the dropshipping world too. And, you know, I don't think we've ever talked about this before, actually mentioning some of the things that we've seen show up for us and show up for our students. And you were, right before the call, you were mentioning that maybe you almost fell for one too.
If you're listening in and you'd like to take the first steps towards building your own high-ticket dropshipping business, head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go, where we've got a free training waiting for you that's going to walk you through the first steps you need to take to start your own high-ticket dropshipping business. And I'm going to walk you through an actual example of what one of these businesses looks like. Going a long way back in my experience, and we even have a scams channel in our Slack workspace here with our members, where they share the scams that they're coming across from people. And there's actually a few posts in there. I'm just looking at it now. Now, one that I had early in my experience was, somebody would place an order or try to place an order. They would call you up to put together a custom order. It would usually be for a pretty decent order, so it would get your interest. And then they would say that they wanted to use their own shipping service or their friend's shipping company, and they need to ship the product a long distance or something. It's a big product. And so it's the shipping. And then they're like, oh, can you get a quote from this guy for the shipping? And it's going to be like $2,000 in shipping or something ridiculous like that. And we just want their shipping company. And then can you, like, charge us for their shipping first along with the product, and then pay the shipping cost to that company, right? And of course, it's a stolen credit card. So you're taking the money off the stolen credit card, you're processing it, sending $2,000 in shipping fees off to their front company, and then they just keep the cash and nobody ever picks the product up. So it's not a scam on you. Like, I wouldn't have lost anything in that case as such, but they're using a stolen credit card. It's just a way of siphoning off the money, right? And so when their credit card company finds out, they would sting me if I went through and processed all that sort of stuff, right? I'd have to return the funds and I wouldn't get back the money. I would probably get back the money I paid the supplier for the product, but because the product would still be sitting at the supplier's warehouse, because it never gets picked up because the shipping company doesn't exist, but I'm not going to get back the $2,000 I spent sent to the fake shipping company. And so, I did actually start participating in this when I was younger, and like with one order, this came up and I took the money from the customer. I was like, yeah, all right, cool. I took the money. But the credit card company or the bank of the stolen card called me up before I paid for anything. So I still had the money held and I could just reverse the charge, right? They called me up and said, hey, this is a fraudulent charge. Like, this is a stolen credit card. And so I was able to turn that around before I actually lost out on that. And certainly the takeaway from that is that anytime somebody contacts you, pretend like saying they're a customer and they want to use some weird and wacky shipping method, just say no. Like, there's ones where they'll want to like ship it internationally and they'll present you with the solution of how to do the shipping, right? Like a normal customer doesn't.
In Miami.
Yeah, a normal customer doesn't do that, right? The amount of times that's actually going to be legit, it's just not worth it. All right, so wacky shipping scams, just stay away from anything really unusual in terms of a customer request is my advice when it comes to shipping or, you know, international shipping particularly for big products. Yeah, I'd stay away from that one for sure.
I think credit card fraud is probably the biggest one. Just someone with a stolen card number trying to buy something on your site. I think it's really common on lower ticket sites as well, because they don't even want the item. They just want to know whether the card got charged. So if they can run an order through your store for $10, $20, then they know that card works, and then they can go use it somewhere else that's more efficient. But you know, fraud is definitely a thing. I think when you're a new store, somehow you get caught in this web of like being alerted to the fraud. Like if it comes in waves, right? And so like if one gets through, another one's going to get through. You know, shout out to ClearSale. We dropshipbreakthrough.com/ClearSale. We partnered with them to hopefully enlist our students in their service. They take a fraction of 1% of every order to guarantee against fraud. And if you do get a chargeback, they're going to pay you in full back for that. And look, I've had some chargebacks, and I learned the hard way early on that, you know, if this is fraud, there's nothing you can do. Like literally the money is just taken right out of your account and there's nothing you can do about it. And so I would definitely sign up for ClearSale in the beginning. One of the other ones that I have encountered, John, is like purchasers reaching out, you know, and they want to get a quote from you. They want terms from you. They want you to ship the items and they'll pay you later. Recently I've seen those people, like early on, it used to be like easy to tell who was real and who was not real. In fact, if you just call any order you're ever in question of, you're likely going to find out just from calling them whether they're real or not real. It might just go to a Google Voice number, or you'll get a hold of somebody who doesn't speak very well. And often with these big orders, you could just go vet the purchaser, vet the business that they're buying for, right? And you could find out whether they're real or not just because the websites don't work and things like that. Nowadays, I'm seeing people with like full-on LinkedIn setups, full-on website setups, pages on their site saying they've done all of this work for casinos in Vegas is a big customer of these people. And I've seen this one purchasing agent come across multiple clients of mine, which I thought was very interesting. It looks real as real could be. I probably would have went through with it. The very first client who encountered them had just some inkling that this was not legit, and she didn't pull the trigger, and it turns out it wasn't legit. And then we started seeing them pop up. And so I think they're getting even more sophisticated nowadays in ways to get this done. And it shocks me. That one doesn't shock me as much, but some of the other ones shock me how this must be working, right? Like this must be working, or they wouldn't keep doing it. Like we get a message 5 times a day and in our Facebook ad account, like just somebody DMing us saying that they're support, like, and they have a picture of just some random person and they're like, internal support, we're going to shut your account down if you don't give us like your, some credit card info or something like that. And it's just like, I can't believe this stuff is still going on. Like who's falling for this, where this is still a thing that people are doing? It shocks me. Same with, you know, spoofed emails. If you're running a Shopify business, you're likely going to get an email that says something about your payment processing. And, you know, if you look real closely at the email, it's not from a legit email. But if you click on it, then you're going to give them your payment details. And so, I hate that this exists. I really, really do. Like I respond to a lot of them, like with a video telling them that they're a piece of shit and like, there's way better ways to make money. And like, it really bothers me, but in the end there's, it's, I hate to say it's like a price of doing business, but there are ways to protect yourself, but it's going to keep showing up.
Yep. Yep, it is. I think there's the safest bet is just to say like anytime something looks a little bit unusual in your business, it's just to like, just don't participate in it. In whatever it is, whether it's an order, whether it's somebody reaching out to you with a request, like there are so many customers out there. There are so many orders out there. There is so much money out there that you can make that it's never worth even paying attention to things that just don't look right. Just cancel them immediately. Like, or whether it's an order, I mean, yeah, you can go through, like, sometimes you'll get an order through Shopify and it'll flag it as like medium risk because the delivery address and the shipping address, for example, the delivery address and the billing address don't line up, or the customer was in a different, their IP was in a different location to one of these things or something like that. Like, I mean, that, go and check it out. Pick up the phone, call the customer, see if their story checks out. That's okay. But anything that's more in the high risk kind of category, like, it's just not worth it. Like, you don't need it. I know in the beginning, if you're early on in your business and you're just getting your first orders, you can feel like, oh, I really hope this is real. And I'm maybe going to risk it a little bit because I really want that, you know, $3,000 payment or whatever it is for that high ticket product. But you just, like, have faith. There, you're going to get more orders. Like, you know, you don't need every order. And so I just think people should just immediately back out of anything that feels even slightly suspicious. And I'm going to bring up another scam that technically isn't a scam, but it's something that, like, I really, really fucking annoys me. And I would say that there are a lot of marketing services out there that you're going to get pitched as a business owner that are borderline scams. I'm not going to say they're a scam and I'm not going to name names because if I do, I'll probably get like a bit, you know, there'll be some sort of legal thing, I'm sure. But, you know, you're going to get reached out to the minute you have a Shopify account by a lot of different marketing agencies and services who will say, oh, we can do this for you. It's going to cost you $1,000 a month or $750 a month or something like that. And they are going to do next to fucking nothing for that money. I think SEO services in particular is a massive scammy area because they know that your belief is going to be that SEO takes time. And so they know that they can ring you for 3 months worth of fees before you expect to see results. And then when you don't see any results after 3 to 6 months, you ain't getting your money back because they're not going to refund you, right? I'm not suggesting that those people are outrightly trying to scam you, but the chance that you're going to pay money in this space and not get a return for your high ticket dropshipping business, which almost no marketing agency understands how this works, how you market a high ticket e-commerce products, it's borderline. And at the same time, it's very tempting when you're new and you're not sure if what you're doing is working, somebody reaches out to you and says, oh, I've got hundreds of clients, blah, 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 and I can help you grow your business. I mean, that's tempting. You know, there are certain pay-per-click agencies that reach out to every Shopify account and make you feel special that they can help just you and blah, blah, blah. And their model is a churn and burn model, right? I mean, quite literally it is. And so you just, once again, have to stay strong in the face of that stuff. Like, you don't need outside companies or agencies or anything to help you grow a high-ticket dropshipping business. You never need that.
You know what's hilarious? I'm over here. I'm crafting the greatest line in my head of the transition, how we're going to get here from that scam. And then you did it. And I started laughing. I was like, holy shit. That's exactly what I was going to say. Like, there are so many companies. You should have an email a day in your inbox when you're on Shopify, because as soon as you download an app, every developer has your store email already. Every developer has your email that you signed up for that. And like, you're going to get these emails constantly. And I would say, and you know, I feel for you, John, I'd like to name names. And I don't know whether that gets us sued or not. If you're in a private community, I will happily name names. And maybe we should have like a review community. I know in e-commerce Fuel, they have like a whole review section of services and things like that. There is so many shitty marketers out there, just in general. 80% of all the marketers are fucking garbage easily. And then when you pair that with like, they don't understand high ticket dropshipping, that makes it even worse, right? So there is a company, and I don't know, I've probably coached 200 people, John, at this point. I would say 30 of those people tried this company. They suck. Like, they don't know what they're doing. It's really, really bad. Right. And so, the SEO is even worse, 'cause like you said, people think it's going to take some time. They genuinely, it's like a black box. They have no idea what you're doing in the first place. You can get traffic, but that's not sales. Right. And so like, if you want anyone listening to this, I'll find you one keyword you can go rank for today and it'll get you traffic. And then I tell you we did SEO and you pay me a bunch of money. Is that how that works, right? Like, versus wouldn't you rather have like actual traffic to your collection pages and to your product pages, not to, you know, if you have a coffee machine site and you have an article on like how to make the perfect espresso, how is that helping you solve your coffee machine? It's not, right? Like, SEO is bad. The people who think they can run Google ads for you are bad. They just don't understand this market. And then you're probably going to get a bunch of other stuff too, that they can do cold outreach for you, or they can run social media for you. There's no shortage of people pitching you, and good for them. Like, I appreciate them doing the cold outreach. they're doing God's work. That's not for me personally, but man, I'm so glad you went there. That's where I wanted to go with this the whole time of like, you know, great Shopify scams, they happen in your business, but this is the real scam, man. This is how the money that you make in your business just gets siphoned away from you. And you think you're doing good things. You think you're making great decisions. And again, you're probably coming from this from the right place. But the people who are helping you are, they're just taking all your money.
Yeah. And like, even, yeah. And like to say, Ben and I have tested a bunch of these things. Like I literally years ago, I have worked with marketing agencies for high ticket dropshipping business. I hired pay-per-click agencies, like, and some good ones as well. Like, not to say that they were scams or anything, but they just didn't do any better than I could do myself. Right. They just couldn't do any better. They could get results, but they couldn't get better results. And so why on earth would I pay them, like, for good ones, like $2,000 plus a month to get the same results? Like, it doesn't make any sense. And, you know, it would, in that instance, have been far better for me to just hire somebody and train them in the way that I would like them to do it and pay them as an employee if I really wanted to get somebody else to do it. So, yeah, you've got to stay strong on so many things. You just have to constantly say no to and ignore, hit delete, you know, whatever it is as a business owner. And I think a lot of it comes from a lack of belief in yourself again, like what you're actually capable of. Like, you can do a better job in your business than anybody else, or as good a job in your business as anyone else. Yeah, you got to learn and you got to pay some dues in terms of learning and practice and things like that. But you can be a world-class marketer. It's not fucking rocket science. Like, marketers are not super smart people who can do things that nobody else can do and they're at some wacky high level. There's some knowledge you need to acquire, for sure. You can do that. It's there. It's waiting for you. You definitely, and yes, you should hire, build a team to help you do stuff, but you should build that team. It should be your team, ideally, in your business, doing things the way that they need to be done for your business, which nobody can just walk in and know how to do.
Let alone, we run Google Ads very differently than really any other business out there. There's a lot of people who think Performance Max is the answer. I don't believe it is, especially in high-ticket dropshipping. I saw somebody else letting me know that they were getting pitched on somebody who could own the keyword for them. It was simply like them, they would run a text ad for you. But the way they wrote this was like, we could own a keyword for it. So I don't think anyone knows it. And look, you know, I think this comes out on July 13th. I think 4 or 5 days after this, you and I are going to sit down and really try to solve this problem, solve it for our partners. And can we solve it for the rest of our community too? Can we find some people who can actually do it the right way, train them the right way, get them available to people? Because there is not a single Google Ads agency I would recommend to anyone, literally anyone. I can name a few that have lost me tens of thousands of dollars with companies I've been part of. So I wouldn't recommend anyone. There's not an SEO agency I would recommend to fucking anyone, like literally anyone who can get this stuff done right, unless you want to pay like $10,000, $20,000 a month. And like, you know, most likely the people who are just starting out are not in a position to pay $10,000, $20,000 a month for that. I think we've done a good job of teaching this in our course. Now, is it possible that we can go set up these people, train them on what we teach and make that available to people? You know, I look forward to having that discussion with you, John, because I think this is a real problem. In this business model, I think a lot of people, again, with good intentions, go try this stuff and then they lose out on money. And then they say the whole thing doesn't work. When in reality, they just got, you know, lulled over by somebody who, you know, watched the latest Alex Hormozi video and sent you a cold email and acted like they could do some stuff for you.
Yeah, I agree. There's a lot of work to get done, and getting help to get the work done is the answer to growing a big business or a decent business here. Absolutely. That's the answer. But yeah, the external company route of doing that is not the answer. There needs to be a better way. There is a better way. You can hire it yourself. And look, if we can come up with another method of getting people access to the right help, then yeah, I think we're going to look seriously at that. And yeah, I too hope something can come out of that because that would, I wish that existed when I was earlier in my journey. Absolutely.
Well, look, if you've been hit by a scam, something we didn't mention here, put it in the comments. I want to hear some of the new scams that are out there. Or if you have a great cold email from one of these agencies, I'd like to see that too. So chuck it in the comments, whether you're on YouTube, whether you're on Spotify, chuck it in there. Or if you're in our community, throw it in Slack. We'd love to hear what they are. So There you go. Dropshipping scams.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business. John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.